Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm going to be discussing parental alienation, explaining what that is and the signs of it. And I have someone joining me in the show today live to discuss parental alienation and their experiences through that. And many of you are experiencing that right now. You're going through a separation, a divorce, and you're dealing with this. Your kids have turned against you. You're trying to figure out what's the situation, what really happened. Why did this happen? You know, just a few months ago, my daughter, my son was so happy to see me. Everything was going well. We had great visitations, great times together, just hanging out, having a great time. And now it's like pulling teeth. It's like they don't want to talk to me. They're not happy with me. Seems to be avoiding my calls. When I do hang out with them and spend time with them, it takes, you know, an hour to break that shell of some sort of issue that's going on. And this is parental alienation. We're going to explain what that looks like. And so many of you that are dealing with this, you can learn from this, understand from this, and then see what you need to be doing maybe to safeguard yourself or to make changes to your situation. You know, and with parental alienation, it's when the other parent, right, the other, whether it's the mother or the father, is talking negatively about the other parent, negatively and trying to turn the child against that parent. It's a strategy to damage that relationship. And that's what that is all about, and it happens all the time. And you might have had a great relationship with your kid prior to this, and you don't even understand what's happened, what's changed in the relationship, and all of a sudden things change automatically. It's like a 180 degree turn, and you don't even understand what's happened because you haven't done anything wrong, you haven't hurt the child, you haven't been in the negative, but things have been said about you that you don't even know exist. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So there's five signs of parental alienation. Children are usually angry with the parent that the other parent has turned them against. You know, the other parent attempts to keep the child away from that parent that is being alienated. There's negative statements said about that parent to the child behind the other parent's back. You know, it's interesting, too, is that when all this is happening, you know, the child at one point in time, you know, was happy with everybody. Everything was fine. And now because mom or dad is feeding this information to them, that particular child even appears guilty when spending time with the parent that has been alienated because, you know, they feel bad because they're hurting mom. And I'm putting air quotes. Or they're hurting dad, air quotes. And also that parent is making false accusations, even possibly about mental, emotional, or physical abuse, you know, targeting that parent that they are alienating. So this is very important to understand, because if you're going through this or you have a friend or a family member that's going through this, you want to share this information with them, get the show to them, share them the link to the show. It's on, you know, it's on air, it's on the radio live, but it's also podcast form, so you can share this evergreen content with them, for them to hear it, to understand it, even to share this with legal counsel or their lawyer so they understand what they're dealing with. Now, joining me live in studio is someone that's been dealing with it live in real time, 24/7, and Will's joining me live here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. Will, so glad to have you on the show. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you so much, Ashley. I'm happy to be here and share a little bit of story for people so they can put this in perspective. I hate to say it, but like if you're going to experience this, it's going to be a miserable situation where you don't really understand what's going on because you've had this great relationship with your child and they love you, and then they don't love you, and it's very sneaky and sly how it goes down. Incredibly painful. You get these little kids, and I love dad, and I like hanging out with dad. And then slowly, the phone calls aren't picked up. The little social media avenue that you used is no longer available, where you could see your child. And in my situation, I was working on the road, so we depended on these things to be able to communicate. And one by one, they're clipped off. Why were they clipped off? How did this happen? We know how it happened, but it did. It happened. It's very hard to recover from it. Which way do you go? How do you get your child back? What legal ways can I use to find my child? I miss my child. Where did this come from? And you know that there's trash talking going on. How else does this happen? We'll get into that, won't we?
Oh, for sure. And I'm so glad you came on the show, because I think that a lot of people don't really understand what's happening. I think it happens, and it happens. It's like so quick, and you don't understand. All of a sudden, the next thing you know, you're seeing your child. You're having that time with them, and it's just so distant. It just seems so distant.
So incredibly distant, and that's our greatest currency is time. So when you think about your time, and you're going through a divorce, everything takes time. Anybody going through a divorce understands that, oh, my God, I'm getting robbed all this money, and everything takes time, and every moment is billable. Well, they set it up in a certain way that you don't get to talk to your children through this divorce. Everything's set up in a certain way that's not beneficial to me. I'm not saying anything about men or women, but it was not beneficial to me. I'm trying to talk to my kids. Well, you're not allowed to talk to kids during this period of time. So the other person's talking trash about this, me, myself, talking trash about me, dragging my name through the mud, and doing it in front of everybody, including my children. So... and getting upset during this. So when you go through that, you're sitting there saying, what the hell happened? Well, mom's been telling everybody to destroy dad. Now the kid's got a bad taste in their mouth. I don't want to upset mom. And that's really where the beginnings of this monster that this thing's become, where it comes from.
Well, and you're right, and I want to break that down real quick. So everybody that's listening, the whole concept is that, you know, whether it's mom or dad that's, turning the children against the other parent, what happens is that they start, you know, sharing this negative information, usually false information, all false information, and then they start crying about it or get emotional and share this with the kid. And then the kid's ultimately wanting to do what's right or feels very kind of stuck in the middle.
Well, stuck in the middle, and also very protective of the parent that's upset.
Exactly.
Right? So you create this narrative, which is false, where mom's crying and having, a little bed party with the other kid, and, oh, I can't believe dad's left us, because dad's miserable in the marriage. But they create this terrible narrative where I'm just this evil monster. And I can tell you right now, I'm not an evil monster. Mm-hmm. But that's been created for me, 100%. You know, children, there's just no way. I've got all the videos on my telephone to prove that I was not a bad father.
Mm-hmm.
I love my children. There's no, if you have children, you understand what I'm talking about.
Well, the issue, too, that we're dealing with, their children, their brains are not fully developed. I mean, until a certain age. And these kids are far from fully developed brains, and they're being told, certain things over and over again to make them believe a certain concept about the other parent. And if you keep telling somebody over and over again negative things about that other parent, eventually you're either going to believe it, or you're going to be so stuck in feeling like you got to take up for whatever parent is telling you these types of things.
Right, 100%. And, custody agreements are custody agreements. So my kids are with their mother 90% of their time.
Right.
So how do I even compete with this?
You can't.
It is next to impossible. And then you're stuck in the legal system. What are we going to do here? We're going to hire an attorney. We're going to spend a bunch of money. We're going to create more bad memories that reinforces what is already going on.
Mm-hmm.
Which way is up? We'll figure that out in time, because I'm still, like she said, this is live. This is part of my life right now. I'm battling to try and see my own children with a court order in force. How do you use that court order? That can be scary, too, because it all validates what mom's doing. You get the sheriff to come over and provide your children, your visitation right to your children. Well, how's that going to go? You're going to have an upset mother. You're going to have upset children because they don't want to upset mom. It is really a deep, dark rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then if you do that, and then there's like some force that's being used, and then it's like, oh yeah, dad's controlling, that's this, that's that. Oh, look, he's controlling you.
Absolutely. So which way do you go with this?
Or if you don't do anything, then so you're like, oh, he doesn't care about you.
You are so painted into a corner, it's unbelievable. And
well, look, he doesn't care about you. Yeah, he hasn't called you.
He didn't do this. He didn't try. Mm-hmm. Well, so it's really a catch-22. Which direction do I go with this, and how do I handle it? And I've found...
And how do I get peace in my own life?
In my own life. I just lost my children. Mm-hmm. My children. I lost them. They're gone. Don't pick up phone calls. Try and pick up the phone and call your child, and it goes right to voicemail. Who's in charge of that? I'd love for someone. I know who's in charge of it. The person that's in charge of their technology. It is wild, because now we're even at a bigger disadvantage, because you have to have a parent that's in charge of your technology. So dad can be turned off just like that.
Exactly. Cut out
100%. Just so everybody knows, it's been since 2021 that I've talked to one of my daughters. We had a great afternoon, but their mother flipped out and created a very bad situation. That daughter has not talked to me, will not pick up the phone in a couple of years. It's very painful. It's a bummer. My other daughter, who was stronger, has recently been canceled. I've been canceled by her mother. The phone goes right to voicemail. Can't get her on any social media outlets. And I know she has them. It's poor parenting and it's poor practice. Who doesn't need a mom and a dad? It just contributes to the rot of our society.
Well, and it's interesting too, like you said, like with one of your daughters, it's been a while since you've seen her, and then you all had a really good experience, you had a really good time, and then that was it, right?
It was great. I mean, we were out at a fishing pond having a good time. Time got a little away from us. We didn't have any of these agreements by the court when it happened, mm-hmm. And I got a phone call with her mother being irate. I'm gonna call the police and all this stuff that really was unnecessary, and it really created a traumatic situation for the little girl, mm-hmm. And that was it. I have not spoken to her since. She did answer me once and said, "Please stop."
Oh wow!
And it was heartbreaking. This is my child. Like, are you kidding? Do we have bad time when we hang out? You know, at least talk to me. Somebody talk to me. And it's wild how it works out. It is everything is okay. Maybe not the best. You know, parents and children have their problems, just like anybody else. But when this happens, it ends up that you are blackballed from your own children.
Mm-hmm. And that's interesting. It's like the fact that y'all had this great time, you know, you weren't thinking about it's not a big deal, and this is your child, and next thing you know, she's calling you, your soon-to-be ex is calling you, you know, threatening the police involvement, all that kind of stuff, and then that's what happens after
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, and I'm not going there. I'm above that. It's nonsense. It's not worth it. Nobody wants to be involved with the law on that level. Mm-hmm. But it creates a situation where you might need to use that. Nobody wants to use that.
No one wants to use that. So stay tuned. When we return, we'll be talking more about parental alienation. We're going to be talking about Will's story, what's really happening here, to understand that, because that can really, you know, connect with many of you out there. Unfortunately, this is a real thing. Unfortunately, this is happening all over, and kids are losing one of their parents. And like Will said, it's, you know, it's one side or the other. Do you go after them, you know, legally, and they create more of this, or do you step back and possibly be painted into another corner? And we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about understanding, like, the changes, so that you can start seeing, like, the changes that are happening, and be able to be aware of what's happening, be able to see the changes in your interaction with your children, and being able to acknowledge that. Will's also going to be discussing, you know, the kind of the order of the changes and how it began. So stay tuned. You don't want to change the channel, because we're going to be talking about that, and also court options as well, because this can be very helpful for anybody that's going through this process. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Well, you know it. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're examining parental alienation, understanding it, defining it. Will joining me in studio here live. We're talking about this. So, Will, you know, when this parental alienation began, what were some of the changes that you saw when it came to your kids?
So with the children, right? It's never divorce is never a good deal. It's always very ugly. It's dirty laundry, airing, and when there's children involved, maybe you take your eye off the ball. I tried not to take my eye off the ball, but it ended up I took my eye off the ball a little bit. But it started with I had Skype addresses and telephone numbers and all these avenues to and promises from my ex-wife that I'd be able to talk to those kids and see those kids whenever I wanted. And slowly, my phone calls would go unanswered. My children stopped calling me altogether. It was always Dad reaching out, and it was like a slow burn. And And eventually it's like, okay, I'm only getting to talk to my child once every 2 days, then once every 3 days, and once every week, and, you know, once every other. And then it just ceases. And it's wild, because the whole time that this is going on, when you wake up to it, you understand there's somebody talking about me. I had one experience where my daughter called me in the middle of the night. She was in an uncomfortable situation, and she needed her dad. And she called me, and I was like, "Are you okay? Why are you calling me from a dark room?" It was weird. And that was one of the last actual times that this little girl called her father. And I'm sure that it was cemented with some other falsities.
What do you think was going on in that moment when she calls you?
From what I know, they were at a hotel, and whatever was going on at that hotel was uncomfortable to her. Mm-hmm. And she was, it was probably strange new people, and who knows what was going on. But the little girl needed her dad, and she called. But that kind of thing doesn't happen anymore. Mm-hmm. So we've been cut off via any social media, even the clean ones. You know, like Skype's pretty clean.
Yeah.
Pretty clean for social media, media place. Like, even the dirty ones that I know they're on due to poor parenting, like Snapchat, where if their number is in my contacts, they're actually using an app. I can't get them there. I can't get them over the phone. I cannot get a hold of my children. Maybe via snail mail, but Mom is picking it and throwing it in the garbage.
Right.
So it is very real, and it happened. Like, it, all of a sudden, I'm scratching my head here. Where are my children? What are they doing? What's going on?
What about with, like, you know, I know that people have Androids and Apples and everything, but, you know, I know that particularly, we talked about this, Will, you know, you have Apple.
I do. I have an iPhone. It's a great little piece of equipment.
And so they have Apple too, and
yeah,
so
absolutely.
She has.
So they're minors, they're minors, right?
Right.
So you can't have a little child set up a, you know. I know that kids are smart, and I'm not discounting any kids that aren't listening to this, but but for sure, like a kid, they can do this, they can figure it out. But there's no way that my 9-year-old child is shutting off my iMessage to her.
Right.
And making it so when I pick up the phone to call her, it goes directly to voicemail. Mm. The kid is just not going to do that.
No.
So it's very controlled. Like, the control thing here is wild. And it's also wild that I saved a voicemail in the heat of our divorce that she promised me she was going to do this.
Oh, interesting.
She sure did. She promised. She said, if your behavior, I don't like you, you are never going to see your children.
Wow. So you got actual proof of that?
Yeah, I mean, I had a high conflict divorce, but I have the proof. It doesn't do any good, and I'm sure when we get back, we're going to talk about legal ways we can go about this, and I'll let you all know what a pain in the ass that is.
Exactly, and so we'll be right back, but in the meantime, think about that. You know, I mean, you can't prove this kind of stuff, too. That's what's so hard about with the iCloud and the iMessage, is that you know that the kid's not doing it, but it's so hard to prove who's doing it.
Who's in control?
Who's in control? That's, and this is all about control, because remember, they've already divorced, so it's not about the money, it's not about the house. It's now about the kids. It's the one thing that she can control in the situation. So stay tuned. You don't want to change this channel. We got a lot more coming up. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Back this time in 2 shakes.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
News update.
The onus is on Hamas to be able to produce a list of hostages that that can get out so that we can try to get this pause back in place.
That's John Kirby with the National Security Council during the White House daily briefing, talking about the situation in the Middle East. Explosions heard again in Gaza this Saturday as fighting continues for a second day after the Israel-Hamas truce ends. The IDF says more than 400 targets hit in Gaza in the past 24 hours. Hamas still holding over 100 Israelis hostage. In other news, the first female U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Sandra Day O'Connor, has passed away at 93. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
In this interview with NBC News, she reflected on being the first female on the High Court.
It's thrilling, in a way, to be the first woman to ever serve on the court.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is Jake Busing, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about parental alienation, understanding it, what it is, and how to deal with it. Will is live in studio with me. And Will, you know, I have a question because I think this is very important. When we talk about separation, we talk about divorce, you go through the process. You know, when you brought this up, I'm assuming, to your lawyer, how did they respond about the parental alienation?
Okay, so this is for everybody out there dealing with lawyers. This is where it gets real fun. So, you know, you send an email, you get a $20 bill. It's how the system works. But I have a good attorney. I don't have anything bad to say about her. I am divorced. She got the job done. But I'm still dealing with this this piece about my children. What happened was she said, hey, Will, you know what? I'm going to need a week or two. I'm going to reach out to some colleagues that specialize in this. And when you look at the law, it's unfortunate they call this cutting edge. Because they don't understand how to deal with it, because the law is black and white. You have these agreements, and it's black and white, and the law doesn't know how to deal with it. But there are some attorneys out there that that specialize in this kind of litigation. You got to find them, cost money. And by this time, just like myself, I'm so drained with what's going on that it makes it even more difficult. And you better cross your T's and dot your I's and have excellent record keeping of, you know, I called on this, you know, call logs, text messages, not only between whatever, however you tried to reach your child, but how you tried to reach out to your ex. And in my case, this person is non-responsive, but that's besides the point. You better have good records of it, and you better get your wallet out. Probably can cost $5,000-$10,000. And at this point, it's very unfortunate that it's sort of like just drawing blood. The damage has been done. Because we can force this, but like, what good is forcing it if this damage has been done?
So, yes, there's definite options of forcing it. There's definite options of using the legal system in your favor. But because of the parental alienation, that's the issue. So the overarching issue for everybody that's listening to the show is that the other person has painted, you know, the parent that they're alienating into a certain corner, making them sound a certain way, be a certain way based on these false allegations that are being made. And so if you force more child visitation, what does that look like?
You know, I don't think it looks good at all. I can exercise my court order all day long. I've taken the time to call the sheriff department and speak to a deputy. And the deputy said, absolutely, if you have a valid court order, we will go get your children. And I took a chance, and I asked the deputy, I said, how does that work out? And he said, not good. It is a traumatizing event. It doesn't look good for you. It doesn't look good for us because we have all this other stuff in the country with police. So we're gonna create a traumatizing event for a child that involves police and their father. How does this work out good? Mm-hmm. And he was just being honest. I will do my job for you, Mr. Will.
Yeah.
And I can use it. I can exercise it. I'm very apprehensive to do so because of the damage that it will cause. And it validates everything that she says. And it creates this traumatic event. And the kids have been through enough. I just want to see my kids, you know, and have a nice time. But somebody doesn't want that to happen.
And that's interesting because I'm glad that he told you the truth, because that is something to be said about that, because you're right. It's a traumatizing event. It involves their father. Then you have this false narrative that's going on in the background to make you look bad. Just like,
yeah,
what
absolutely.
All
and this goes so much farther than parental alienation. It is familial alienation. When you get blackballed, grandma and grandpa get blackballed, aunts, uncles, friends, everyone gets blackballed. And when they paint this picture to make you this awful person, they all get shown the door like they didn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredibly painful for anybody out there listening. Like, you know, my father's 85 years old. He's not well. He doesn't even know his grandchildren because she won't give them up. In particular, where I live, they're only 7 miles away. What kind of awful person does this? Not only to the father, but like to people that are end of life. The end of life thing is kind of a wild thing. You know, how evil can you be?
Well, let's step into that real quick, Will. So, you know, back before y'all were, you know, getting separated, back before the divorce, let's talk about how your kids and how everything was with your parents.
I didn't think it was bad. I got videos and stuff. Like,
they were happy?
Yeah, I'm not a bad guy. Mom and dad aren't bad people. Like, we go to a horse farm. It's kind of a cool little thing.
Yeah.
Especially for little kids. Like, who doesn't want to go over to grandma's house and ride a pony?
Right.
For real,
that's
right?
Awesome.
Unbelievable. But that's not cool. Like, that's no good.
Not now.
Who doesn't want to go hang out by the pond and you know, jump in the water and try and catch minnows and go fishing and stuff? And one of the last visits I had with them, that's exactly what we were doing.
Wow.
And it was a great time, and it was all ended in this giant traumatic event, and that shut one of my daughters down. It really did. Done. I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to upset my mother. When it was me who upset Mom, but how did these children become such pawns?
Well, and then also the background behind the parental alienation, too, for everybody that's understanding this, is that once you're divorced, it's not about the money. It's not the house, not the car, it's nothing like that. Now the only thing that this person has control of is the kids.
It's my children. And it's like, so if we're playing level 5 chess and I can't win the game, let's get some children involved. I will maim this man with his children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what's happened to me. I'm trying to move on with my life, and what's unfortunate is, how do you start over at 42, 43 years old? I'm too old to want to make any more babies. I don't have the time to pick the right woman this time. What do you do? Yeah, it's a very difficult kind of thing. And I'll make it through the other side, and someday my children may come back around. They may not. It's really a poisoning of the soul.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know, and you have to kind of basically wait it out, because, like, what the sheriff was talking about and what you knew.
Right, it's just a terrible situation. Like, you're damned if you do, you are damned if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't fight for me, did? You didn't, you know, maybe I did. And just keep your records, folks. You know, if these kids come back to me as an adult, I have stacks and stacks and stacks of why the marriage didn't work out in print for them to read. And maybe it'll either make them very angry, or they'll understand. And I don't know where my relationship with my children goes at this time, because what am I going to? I'm not going to quit. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to quit. I'll continue to send them things in the mail and try. But for everything that I can say, I don't know if they'll ever get those things. You know, you got to be real sneaky about that. You know, to have somebody write out the address so it doesn't look like Dad's handwriting.
Mm.
You got to go almost to another state, because Mom knows where I live, so if it's got a Florida postmark, she'll just throw it in the mail.
Right.
I don't think they get any of the, like, birthday gifts, any of the stuff that I send.
Really?
And I don't get, if I put cash in it, she might open that and just take it for herself. You know what I'm saying? It's some real dark, dirty stuff that's going on here. And I'm here with, I've become friends with Ashley and said, you know what, let's talk about this. So if anybody else out there is going through it, maybe you're not alone, is sort of why I'm spilling the beans here.
Well, and it's all control, and it's funny. It's not about parental alienation in my situation, but, you know, my dad remarried. This was a long time ago, and I remember, you know, I would send him, like, a Christmas card or a birthday card and everything, and I had no idea that his current wife was throwing away my stuff.
It's wild.
So people do this across the board.
It was happening, and it's so prevalent. Like, you talk about, you know, borderline and bipolar. It's so prevalent today.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Every third or fourth person, you might be dealing with nuts.
Oh, yeah. It could be BPD. It could be NPD.
Yeah, they're just wildly out of control, can't control their emotions, and you end up on the end of this, and then you go through a divorce, and they're so pissed at you. You know what? I'm going to get you. I am going to get you. And the only way I can get you, because it's all over, and I didn't get what I wanted, money, or I got everything I wanted, money, but you still want to see your kids, but I hate you so much, I'm going to take this away from you to make you miserable.
Well, and the big part, too, that we understand with folks with certain mental emotional dynamics is that they don't know where their kids end and they begin, because there's no boundaries. And so
zero boundaries, zero boundaries. What is my 9-year-old daughter doing on Snapchat, unsupervised? Or, you know, Discord? Are you kidding me? This is okay? And I only know this because I've had very short visits with them, but, like, And what's wild about it, when we talk about, like, the social media thing and the telephone thing, right? So check this out. When my daughter's with me, she don't miss a phone call from best little friend, does she? No, but she doesn't get Dad's phone call. So it really exposes the BS that's going on here.
Exactly. Yeah,
everybody's attached. You and I both are addicted to our phones. So is everybody out there. Somebody's listening to this on their phone, or they're listening to it on a computer. We're all addicted to this stuff, right? So why isn't Dad's phone getting through? But, you know, best friend or mom have absolute, explicit, like, access.
Yeah, their phone, their text, everything's going through.
Oh, yeah, all day long. All day long.
And I think it's interesting, though, because they really don't, there is no boundaries. And so if you divorce them, it's almost like you're divorcing all of them based on...
Oh, absolutely. So I need to throw this little piece in for everybody out there listening. I was a real jerk. I went and married a woman with some children. And not only did my own children not talk to me, but the children from a deceased father who I raised, not one of them will talk to me. So this has been an all-out assault on me. And you could think that I'm a bad guy, but I don't see, like, not one. How does that happen? You got any ideas? You got all these children, and some of them are becoming adults now, right? And not one will reach out. And I've tried to reach out, and sometimes I get a small response, but nobody's touching me.
Well, you know, there's all the negative comments that have been made, but also there's that fact that I think that they don't want to hear it if they were to be. If they
nobody wants that wrath. Nobody wants that wrath. Nobody wants to see that. Mm-hmm. I dealt with it. I was married to her. I didn't want it, and I stuck around way too long because I was taking the beating for the kids. Right. What do you do? Do you want your kids to be assaulted, or are you going to take the beating? Right? But in the end, you still end up losing. Because they decided that if you're not going to be part of their life, nor are the kids, then they take ownership of the kids like they were never yours.
Exactly. The interesting part, too, is you're right, is that somebody in the situation, somebody has to be wrong. And so in order for them to create their victim reality, they have to make the other person out
to be
wrong.
That's right. They got to paint you so black that in the absence of light, there is nothing but darkness. So you are the darkest, most awful person that's ever walked the earth. Mm-hmm. And some of this is speculation, but when you live it, you start to see that it's not speculation. This is what's happening.
Yeah, and you don't want to believe this because it's just so, it's so awful, it's so extreme. The fact that you were with this person for many years, you lived your life with them, you were married to them, you took care of them. Many of you, you know, created, you know, built houses, paid for them, paid for even their education to go to school, going back to nursing school, whatever you paid for them to do. You took care of them. Maybe some of them were stay-at-home moms, stay-at-home dads, whatever. You took care of them. And now this is the grief that you're getting. You just don't expect that they would turn the kids, you know, away from you.
Right, and you're going to have all kinds of relationships in your life. Marriage, girlfriends, boyfriends, good, great friends. I will tell you what, there's nothing more heartbreaking than losing your children. Mm-hmm. For no good goddamn reason. Except that somebody wants to maim you, and, you know, the marriage didn't work out, and now I'm going to get one over on Will.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I want to control, I want to control this little piece. I'm going to get him. And she's been successful.
What I also see, too, is that in divorce court, when this is happening, that one parent that's going to turn around and alienate the other parent usually has a tendency of trying to go after full custody at one point in time or another, or say that they're going to go after full custody at one point in time or another. And I think that that happens a lot of times often to you. I've also seen that in divorce court when you have certain types of personalities, people with certain personality disorders, they will continue to fight that other person till the end, continuing to fight, even when it's over with, bringing them back into court to fight again.
Right, and in this situation, I have to bring her back into court because she's superseded the law.
Right.
She's just making her own rules. It gets expensive, it's painful, and where do you end up? I'm not going to give up on my children. I'm going to have one last little deal. I'm going to send them a letter. I'm going to say I tried my best, and I will be here on the other side waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any other options. It sort of sucks, but that's where you end. I still have a life. I can't upend my life and make my life miserable and her life miserable because I want to see my kids when she's not going to let. And believe me, I can go spend another $5,000-$10,000. You know what's going to happen? She's not going to do nothing about it. She doesn't care. It's going to be an inconvenience for her, and it doesn't feel good for me. I don't. I just want to see my kids. I don't want to inconvenience anybody more than needs to be inconvenienced. Just play by the rules.
Right. Just play by the rules, but also you're dealing with someone that has, you know, them more often than you do, and so they have, you know, they basically have their mouth and their ear basically all the time.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate the way that I earn my money. I have to travel a lot. Mm-hmm. So it is the way that it is. And there's no change in your life, not like that. You can't upend your life where you make good money and go, you know, bag groceries at Walmart and expect to be able to support your family. It's America, but it's sort of like that's how it is. That's how my life worked out.
Makes total sense. When we return, we'll be talking more about some of the things you can do to be able to not only safeguard yourself, but have some of the information and evidence on your side when the kids do come back around, because that can be very helpful, because it's going to also make you feel better about the situation, confirm with yourself that you've done everything you can, but also in the future be able to provide this to them so that they can also see that, and for pretty much that's evidence and all that right to get them to understand where you've come from and also what you've tried to do. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, Will and I have been talking about parental alienation, how to deal with it, how to understand it, and what your next steps are. You know, one of the things that I wanted to bring up real quick is one of the things that I really believe in is keeping a journal. So keeping a journal, a handwritten journal, about everything that you've done. So let's say, like, she doesn't let you see your kids. You know, writing that down each day, the time that you're supposed to see them, when you did see them, when you weren't allowed to see them, and keeping record of that. So later on down the road, when the kids do come back around, you have this evidence and you have this record of what you try to do to take care of them and that you were there. And it's not just your word against their word. It's like, this is actual physical evidence of each day I was supposed to have you and what took place. So keeping that journal is very important, guys, for anybody that's listening to this, women, men, whoever's listening to this that is being alienated, writing that down and keeping a ledger and a record of that. So, Will, okay, let me ask you, what are you currently doing? Are you doing anything right now to make some changes, or what are you up to?
I am. It really is with a heavy heart that I'm doing what I'm doing. I reached out to my attorney, and I've been busy, and it's really weird. When you get into this part, it goes in slow motion, because the heat of the divorce is over, but you miss your children. And you get your life, and you're working, and all these other things that are going on. So you become very calculated. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take this amount of my time to do it. I have my records. I will provide the attorney with all the text messages between me and my ex-wife, where she has made plans during my, you know, court-appointed time. This document that says it's the law, you're going to see your kids, where she's just disregarded that, and then all the text messages between me and my child. And I'm not really gonna involve the children. This is more, you have to play by the rules, because the damage is done here. Anybody listening, I'm not gonna get to see my kids anytime soon, but other people got to play by the rules. So I'm gonna make it known that the rules apply not only to me but to her. And It sucks, because get ready, $5,000 minimum for this thing to go down, probably 10, 15, just to make my point. But you got to spend it, kids, because if you don't, when the kids come back, they might say you didn't try. So you got to make it known that you tried. And going forward after that, because she's still not going to, even if I do this and the court system does what it's supposed to, she's still not going to follow the rules. And the damage is done. But at least I'll have the piece of paper, and it'll be more valuable than the green paper I paid for it. Mm-hmm. At least I'll have something that when they come back to me all upset, I tried and I love you. You know what I'm saying? We'll get there. It's just incredibly painful. And anybody out there going through it, I got a pat on the back for you. Tomorrow's another day, and you get through it.
That's powerful. And I know that anybody out there that's going through this, you're probably going through this idea, should I do this? And I think that you're right. Having that to collaborate, you know, how you feel and what you've done is smart. And you're right. I don't know if that's going to change her. But
it won't change anything. Just make sure you're meticulous in your record keeping. Mm-hmm. And I mean meticulous. It should be, I think I've said this before, it should be handwritten. Don't put it on any electronic device that could be compromised. Write it just, and I don't like journal. She says journal. Like, I got mixed feelings about a journal. Just make sure that you got some records. It will be beneficial to you for getting stuff, knowing what you did and looking back at it. Like, I did this, I tried to spend this time, and it's an actual heartfelt record instead of just a text message or something. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. And words of encouragement real quick, Will, before we head out.
Dark days, every dark day, the sun comes up, and life goes on. It sucks, the situation that I found myself in, but my life is going to go on, and eventually my children will be there, and if you're having a hard time, just remember, they're still your kids. They'll come back at some point. Keep chin up, and every day's a new day. Mm-hmm. It'll all be good.
It's words of encouragement are powerful, and I really appreciate you coming on the show.
It's been awesome. I've known this woman for a while, and she's pretty cool people. So I'm glad everybody got to hear my side of something, and I hope it was helpful for anybody listening.
Very helpful, Will. And everybody that's listening, I hope that this has given you words of encouragement and validation as far as the parental alienation is coming around, because it's hard to understand that this is what's happening.
Well, and it's real. It's a real thing. It happened to me.
It's real, and it happens. And so if you're dealing with that, you know, kind of taking care of the responsibilities you need to do, but also being able to say, hey, eventually they will come back around.
They will. It's life. Everybody gets a new day. So we're hoping for the best, sort of expecting the worst. But we'll get through this, and hey, maybe I'll come back and share some more after I, go through the court system again, let you know how it went.
I would appreciate that. We'll be back on the radio with us. In the meantime, there's more content coming up, YouTube. Every week, every day, we have new video content. Stay tuned. We'll be back next week. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company,
are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.